Good day, podcast audience. This is your presidential candidate for National Postal Manhandlers Union, Local 304, Kenny Hodge. Today I want to talk to you about why it is so important not to elect an individual who has been retired for so long, opposed to an active member who's got the background and experience that I bring to the table. I'm going to discuss that naturally because it's my podcast. It's going to be a little biased, but the facts are still the facts. When you are retired from the post office for such amount of time that there's more new equipment that came after your retirement than equipment that was here when you were here, it's time to maybe walk away. And when I say walk away, understand that you are no longer in touch with day-to-day operations in a postal service. You are no longer in touch with why it is so important that you, from a local president position, enforce contract compliance on so many small articles, but because you don't work there every day and you don't feel that, I'm sorry, you lose touch with what your members really need. You lose touch with a situation because members really want to work overtime, but management keeps abusing the overtime desire list. See, an active president could come in and have conversation with plant managers, and we could curtail some of the grievances because we worked it out at a little higher level. That's what you miss being retired. You see, when you're a retired individual, yes, you get paid by the union. Yes, maybe you have time to go to an office and take care of an issue. Maybe you don't. It don't matter to you the same. That's not to say it doesn't matter, but it doesn't matter the same. When you make decisions that in no way, good or bad, affect your outcome or your bottom line, you make decisions
people get
different.
Fed up. They're getting out.
I
every
understand.
Somebody asking me how to get out of the union.
Why a lot of the members in Local 304 really think that our local is an extension of postal management. And I kind of get that. I look at some of the situations that we
hang
just walk
there.
Away from.
Cash your ballot for Kenny Hodge.
Because
and we're gonna
the leadership
that.
From the local level is not sufficient to carry this new generation of mail handlers and the new generation that this local needs to represent. You see, you're outdated and analog with respect to what today's employees need. My name is Kenny Hodge. I've been a lot of places in my life and time, and right now I'm in a position that I want to dedicate my time and my service to assisting on another level as local president mail handlers in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. I think if you look at my body of work over the last couple of years, and most of it's been done on mass media, Facebook, other podcast platforms, you'll see that my dedication to improving the craft is really not to be questioned with respect to, am I sincere about what I do? If you know me, if you get to work in my area, you understand my level of sincerity. Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, listen, listen, listen. My name is Kenny Hodge. I've got a wealth of experience and knowledge that I want to share with the mail handlers in Local 304. Don't let your ballot sit to the side without casting it. And remember, if you elect an individual who's been retired for 15 years to lead you in this new postal struggle, then you elect some of the decisions that you're going to have to live with. But if you take that chance and elect Kenny Hodge, new vision, a new energy to your position of local president, then we'll start moving forward at a much more rapid pace.